Okay. Beautiful. If you just tuned in, this is the Dark Party Thursday Drive Show with Half Queen on the incredible 95BFM, and I am so lucky to be joined by the one and only John Minty. How are you going, sir?
Bula Shaka, I'm feeling very good.
Bula Vanaka. For those who don't know, John Minty is sort of the brains behind Splore Festival, which is, we just announced the first lineup today, which has been very well received, hasn't it?
A lot of excitement out there.
Yeah.
You know, you second guess yourself when you work on something for 4 months, but when it happens and you get great feedback,
yeah,
it's a good feeling.
Yeah, you're like, wow, actually, that's a pretty good job. Because you never know. I feel like, you know, you live in the echo chamber of a room where people are agreeing with you, or something looks good on paper, but to actually put it out there and have it be well received is awesome.
Yeah, I think for me, because I travel a lot and go and see a lot of different acts, I sort of know intuitively which acts are really good, that deliver well, particularly for a Splore audience.
Yes.
So you do a lot of that groundwork, and that's taken years. So
exactly,
when acts become available, you know which ones are going to suit. But having said that, you lock them away, and then it's quite nervous when you announce them. You think, oh, is my intuition still good?
No, it is good. It is good. And, you know, I think if we're going by the reaction of today, it's like overwhelmingly positive. Honestly, it's been a long time since I've seen a lineup come out and people be like really wowed by it. So congratulations.
Thanks, Shaq, and thank you for contributing.
My pleasure.
Bringing all those new artists that some of the older folks don't know, but I guess we'll get to love next year.
Exactly right. Now, let's go through the lineup list. I don't know how much time you've got, but I thought we should just quickly go over it. In case you missed it, in case you've been living under a rock, let's begin. Who is the top for you that you're really excited to see?
Well, the top, this is our first lineup announcement, but the top acts that came through today were Royksopp.
Yeah.
Royksopp, you know, a huge group, haven't been here, I don't think, for about at least 14 years.
Yeah.
Something I didn't really pursue. I knew they were really good, but an Australian promoter mentioned to me how he brought them down, I think, earlier this year, and they were selling out big venues like months in advance. And he said their DJ show was just next level, a lot of energy, a lot of variety. So
yeah,
I said, well, I want a lot of that. So we've just secured a two-hour slot on main stage Sunday
awesome
night. So that's going to be wicked. And also a big favorite, Sister Nancy and General Levy. They came as a package, ironically. I tried to get Sister Nancy a while ago, but she lives in New York, only flies business class, and I looked at that, it was just way too expensive.
She's worth it.
The Victorian government decided they wanted to do a free show, I think, in Federation Square, and they provided a budget to a local promoter who just happened to be Jamaican. He said, I want Sister Nancy and General Levy.
Wow.
So he reached out to me through a common contact and said, are you interested? And I said, yeah, she can play Splore on the way through.
I'm honestly gagged and surprised that she hasn't already played Splore. She's like the perfect Splore act.
She is the perfect Splore act. I think she did Galatas show quite a few years ago.
Yeah.
But yeah, she's going to be wicked.
She's amazing. Mm. I've actually had the pleasure of opening for her in Sydney one time.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess because, you know, Sam, Jess's manager, is like good friends with her. So we had a really awesome, exciting moment together. So shout outs to everybody on that side. Who else do we have on the lineup that you're excited to see?
I'm excited about Nightmares on Wax. George is, I think he played Splore 8 or 9 years ago. And it was just such a legendary time. He did a DJ set on the Cunny Cunny stage with a lot of punters. Reckoned arguably that was one of the best DJ sets they've ever heard.
Wow.
And
which makes sense.
He bought into the whole vibe of Splore. He understood it. He did a pop-up gig on the Lucky Star stage, I believe, at 4 a.m. He just got caught up in the vibe. And he had a closing set on main stage on Sunday, and we couldn't find him. We sent out people to look for him, and he was fast asleep on the beach getting sunburnt.
So we
dragged
story.
Him up about half an hour before he was meant to go on stage, and he just caned it again. So how can you not have someone like that back?
Yeah, that's so awesome.
So he's doing the two sets again.
Oh, wow. It's going to be such a jam-packed weekend. I'm really excited to see Miss Kanina, obviously. I think she's amazing. Big fan of her and everything she does and all that she stands for. I think she'll make such a serious, long, lifelong mark on everybody that's in there.
Yeah, I think she's going to be spectacular. I'd heard a lot of good things about her, and she was playing, I believe she did a gig down at Neck of the Woods, possibly.
Was it Neck of the Woods?
Or was it Whammy, maybe? And I was in Salvador at Carnival, and my three flights to get back, and I was going to get back on the Saturday so I could go and check her out before I looked at booking her for Splore. And I missed my connecting flight from Sao Paulo to San Diego.
Partying too hard.
So I came in Sunday and missed it. So I rang everyone I knew that was at the gig. I said, was she good?
She was.
And they said, she was effing amazing. You've got to have her for Splore. So yeah, that was good enough for me.
She's unreal. I think you'll be really, not even surprised, but you'll be like, yes, exactly right. She's really a show, like a, she puts on the show. She's an entertainer. That's what she does.
That's what I'm usually looking for in a Splore act. You know, definitely people that have an energy and a charisma on stage that's not put on. Mm. You know, I don't like these, some performers that are inauthentic with their, their act. But it's a key thing to look for authentic artists that give off the right vibe. And, and particularly as I know the Splore Tapapakanga environment, I like to look for an artist that is going to vibe, and once they get there, they're going to really lift themselves even more.
That's the thing I think some festivals miss the mark on, or they don't even consider. It's like the environmental impact that the artist is going to, like how they're going to coexist together.
Mm.
And Splore is such, obviously, so specific to the location that it is awesome that you think about how they're going to fit within the land, within like the, yeah.
It's really important. Like I wouldn't want an artist that was not sort of that way inclined, you know, had a good attitude to whenua, to people, and you can sense that with artists. I mean, they're gigging a lot, and it's probably easy for them just to look at it as just another job, but you get a feel for the artists that are genuinely, you know, have passion for the right things.
Totally.
And I know when they come to Splore, they just are blown away.
Yeah.
On a stage, on a beach. That's one thing they always comment on. Like, some of these people are gigging 150, 200 times a year. They said they've never played a festival on a main stage on a beach where people are swimming while they're watching their favourite act, and that is pretty special.
That is really special, in Aotearoa no less. If you just tuned in, I am Half Queen, and this is the Rapare Thursday Drive Show. I'm joined by the wonderful John Minty, who is the top dog at Splore, I would say. Not to make it a hierarchy thing, but, you know, it's important. We've got a legend in the building, so, you know, we must, do our due diligence. And we're just talking about the lineup, which came out this morning, which is really exciting. We've got Roik Sop, Sister Nancy and Legal Shot, Nightmares on Wax, General Levy and Joe Ariwa, Miss Kanina, and then we can talk about Seafrim.
I want to talk about Seafrim because it's just, you know, I haven't seen it perform, but, you know, I've had recommendations for a number of people, including yourself. And when I just see her Boiler Room sets and Sugar Mountain sets, and I just see that energy. I'm even on video, you can just feel that energy, those good vibes, and great mixing. And what I love about a lot of the DJs that are new DJs that are coming on board, thanks to you, Shark, is I quite like when you see videos of some of those DJs, and everyone's going, "Oh, what tune was that? What track was that?" And no one can identify them because the mixing is so good and they're bringing out random stuff that no one's ever heard before. I love that originality.
Hell yeah, that's a good DJ right there. And see, from Charlotte, she's truly something else when I think about DJs in this new like generation of DJs, or even DJs that I'm like, you make me want to be a better DJ. Seafrim is that for sure. She's just got such a special.
Well, we just need a dozen of those at Splore next year. It'll be sweet.
Well, lucky for you, there is more than a dozen waiting in the wings, ready for you. Honestly,
fantastic.
I've been getting message after message about that.
So have I.
Naturally, yeah, no doubt. Of course, I've seen that. All right, and now we've got. Oh, and then Franca. Franca was a late addition, wasn't she? She's like a European DJ. She's amazing.
Yep.
I've listened to a few of her sets, her live sets. She goes absolutely nuts. So. She's played at Splore before.
Yeah. Big recommendation by our producer, our illustrious producer.
Exactly,
Fred
right.
Kublikowski.
Yeah.
Thank you, Fred.
Thanks, Fred. Fred. And then we've got, of course, the local live lineup, which is peppered with superstars from here, but, you know, some living overseas. Tammy Nielsen. place?
Yeah, Tami is... The good thing about Splore is that we don't necessarily stick to a genre. I like to mix the genres up and throwing in something that's a little bit different to what people might expect. And that's why we've had artists sort of like Straw People last year.
Love Straw
Tom McGlashan, you know, heritage artists that are just amazing musicians. And you get a crowd at Splore that wouldn't necessarily go to one of their concerts, but at Splore they see them and go, wow, now I know why these are legendary performers. And Tami definitely fills that bill. She's got such a beautiful, gospel, powerful voice and presence. It's going to be great. And her band, of course, is super tight.
I've heard that she's been touring with... Who was she touring with in the States?
Willie Nelson.
Yeah, and Bob Dylan.
Yeah, I know. That. Crazy. Not Bob Villain. It was the original Bob Dylan.
Shout out to Bob Villain, though. Big fan. Yep. He'd do a great set at Splore.
I'd love him to come.
Yeah. We'll try that one next time, then.
Yep.
All right. And then we've got Christoph Altruento, who's doing a bespoke live set.
Yeah, Christoph, that's been an approach where we did it with Lady Sharka last year, where I gave them a good budget to basically come up with a bespoke show for Splore.
Yeah.
So they had the budget to then bring on other artists and curate something very special.
Yes, yes.
And it was recommended to me over a number of years that Christoph is the person
He's
that could actually do
deal.
Something like that. So he got very excited about that potential project.
Absolutely.
So we've given him the budget and he's going to make it happen. He's I think, got Mara TK and Ruby Doo already lined up. So there may be some surprises there, but that's going to be a special...
Amazing.
You'll only see that at Splore type show.
And I know that the BFM listeners will be absolutely frothing to hear that, because when I've been talking to people about this Christoph Altruento long set on the beach on, like, I don't know which day it's going to be, Friday or Saturday.
Saturday.
Probably Saturday. Like, that's really the highlight for people when I talk to them about it. Because having, obviously, Christoph Altruento is amazing, period, but I think it's rare to see him do a live set, and it's also rare that he has his, like, Avengers come. You know, Mara TK is, like, undoubtedly one of the best artists out of this country, and then Ruby Doo, of course, who's, you know, the rhythm boss. You can't go wrong. I think that's going to be my highlight of the weekend. I'm just going to put that out there, even though there's going to be many, but that one to me, I'm like, oh my god.
I like when people come to Splore and they go, right, these ones are going to be my highlight,
and then it completely...
and then they go 3 days later, they go, hell no,
there was
I
so
found
many
something
other things.
Else that was my highlight. That's what we try to do every year.
That's awesome. I'm really excited about that. It's going to be such a wicked weekend. We've also got the wonderful Esther coming back.
Yeah, Esther's been working on new material up in London. She's sort of getting in touch with her Cameroonian roots and coming,
beautiful,
I believe, with a few guests, potentially maybe some dancers, and doing something very, very special on
wow.
main stage. And also very...